Well, finally, Poles are voting today in a parliamentary election that could see further gains for that country's right-wing Law and Justice Party. Stanley Bill is a senior lecturer at the University of Cambridge. I asked him a short while ago to explain for us the significance of today's election.
Well, it's being presented as significant in different ways by different people. The opposition presented as extremely significant because it could be a turning point where Poland starts to swing even further towards what they would describe as authoritarianism under the current government, whereas the government is saying it's the most important election since 1989 because it's the moment where Poland could slip back into the old establishment rule from before they came into power. And instead, they're offering voters the opportunity to continue what they obviously present as the positive changes that Poland needs. So really, both sides have been working very hard to mobilise voters, to mobilise their bases, and have been presenting these elections as very important ones.
And just remind us of how the Law and Justice Party has changed the direction of Poland over the past few years.
Well, I mean, I think the major change from the point of view of most of the Polish electorate has been the introduction of social policies, particularly child benefit spending, but also spending on seniors, giving free medicine to seniors, lowering the retirement age, additional retirement benefits, and a whole range of social spending packages that are being promised in their next term if they win. So that's certainly one aspect. It's a real change of tack from the sort of more neoliberal course that Poland plotted after 1989. And that social turn, that left-wing turn, which may be surprising to some voters in a party that we think of as right-wing, is what most voters have noticed and why they've continued to be relatively popular throughout their time. On the other hand, the other change in tack, which is interpreted very negatively by a lot of voters in Poland and certainly by many institutions outside of Poland, is the erosion of certain aspects of the liberal democratic norms that we would expect in a European country. In particular, erosion of judicial independence through a series of judicial reforms, some of which weren't taken to their conclusion because of interventions from Europe, and a whole range of other reforms which essentially have involved the party, Law and Justice, taking over different parts of the Polish state and filling institutions with people loyal to them.
And that was Stanley Bill there, an expert on Polish politics and culture at the University of Cambridge. And voting continues throughout the day in the Polish election.